Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Hopefully you can hear me okay. I'm excited to be with you guys today. This stream is the hangout, chill, answer your question stream. Every time I do streams, they're very, I have an outline. It's all, you know, professional cameras. This is the time where I get to sit with you guys and talk with you guys about what's going on. We're going to talk about Halloween because obviously today is Halloween. And then we're going to answer questions. I'll answer questions related to Halloween as well. And then I'll answer just any questions. So this will be a fun hangout time. Please like the stream, share the stream. I see you, Tanya. Hello. I have my chat up. Let me make sure I have live chat on, all chat. Here we go. So I have my chat up on screen, a big screen, so I can actually see all the chat because usually I miss it. And we have slow mode on. Amen to slow mode. Hello, Cherish. My sister's in here as well. Love you guys. We have slow mode on, so it's one every 30 seconds. Hopefully we don't get overwhelmed as much with the chat where I can't even read it. But we're going to be answering questions, talking all about that. Let's start with talking about Halloween because people are on the fence, whether they should or they shouldn't celebrate it. I have videos on the historic backgrounds of it, the pagan roots, all of that you can watch on the channel. That is not what I'm going to talk about. We're not going to use the pagan, demonic roots of Halloween, although they are there. Let's just talk about in a practical sense as believers. We are called to be holy. This is the call to the believer. And don't ask questions yet because I'm going to share a little bit about Halloween and then we're going to jump into your questions. But I want to, before even going debating on the history of it or the pagan roots, and I'll even talk about comparing it to Christmas because I see those comments coming as well. But I just want to say this, guys. This is something that we are called as every believer. If you are a Christian, now if you're not a Christian, you can go celebrate whatever you want. This has nothing to do. We're talking about believers. Should Christians be celebrating Halloween? And the bottom line is this, we're called out of the world. We're called to be set apart. There's a huge argument I've seen friends of mine make, like, we got to get in there and we got to witness to people and we got to be a part and we can't be afraid to be a part of what the world is doing. That's actually the call to the Christian, is to come out from among them. Like when you got saved, you were born again into a new world, into a new dimension. You are a peculiar people, set apart people. That's what holiness means. Is there no sound? There's definitely sound. All right, refresh it if there's no sound, because there's people saying they agree and all that. All right, refresh it. There's sound. I got scared. I'm like, have I been talking for 3 minutes without sound? Sound good? Okay, so this is the call to the believer, is to be set apart. We don't need to argue about the roots, the this, the that. I'm going to miss out. That's the point. The point is, as believers, we miss out on what the world calls okay. We miss out on the what the world glorifies and exalts. When I was crucified with Christ, I was crucified from the world. I was cut off from the world systems. So this holiday that people are celebrating today, it promotes things contrary to the Christian faith, contrary to our values. Unlike many other holidays, this promotes darkness. You can't, and we just need to redeem it. The word redeem means to buy something back. We were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It means to buy something back. God does not want Halloween. It's like saying we could redeem Ouija boards. We're not redeeming Halloween. God does not want a pagan holiday. Again, this is one day out of the year. Is it really going to kill you to not celebrate darkness for one day out of the year? I mean, we already spend so much of our time celebrating darkness. We already spend so much of our time watching ungodly movies, listening to ungodly music, talking in ungodly ways, living in lives of compromise, laughing at the very things Christ died to deliver us from, being entertained on our television by adultery, by fornication and perversion. Is it going to kill you for one day to say, I'm not going to celebrate what the world celebrates? Ephesians 5:11 says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. And people get so mad when you expose darkness. I cannot believe you're talking. Maybe you're mad because I'm talking about your idol. Maybe you're mad because I'm talking about the God that you serve. If you're worshiping these demonic pagan things and celebrating them, you might be getting mad. Like somebody literally made a video 2.5 hours long reacting to my 10-minute video, and their video was about why Christians should celebrate Halloween. Like you're going to spend 2.5 hours. Who do you really serve? Who do you really serve if you have to spend so much time defending? That's why Gideon's dad's like, let the idols defend themselves. You guys are mad that my son's tearing down idols, but if they're really truly gods, why don't you let your gods defend themselves? I don't know why we're running to defend. I'm going like, imagine if we defended Christ as much as we defended Halloween, for example. Imagine if we defended Christ in our faith. We don't defend our faith hardly ever in front of friends and family and work and coworkers and people at school. Yet we defend drinking, we defend Halloween, we defend the movies we watch. So the Bible's not only calling us to not associate with things of darkness, it's calling us to expose the things of darkness as a peculiar people. If you look at the New Testament, people are referred to as saints. That literally means holy ones, set apart ones, those that are separated unto God. Like that's the thing is, we want to be Christian, but we don't want to be separated. Jesus said, the Bible says, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy to God. Jesus goes, you have to pledge your allegiance to me. I'm not pledging my allegiance to the world. So yeah, for those that are lukewarm, on the fence, I understand they have nothing wrong with it, see nothing wrong with it, but those that are spiritual understand the implications. Like I personally, I'm just going to say that there's a parallel here. I don't know any deliverance minister celebrating Halloween. Just saying, isn't it ironic to some of you that deliverance, people that do deliverance, that cast out demons, which what Jesus did, by the way, what the disciples did in the New Testament in the early church, they don't celebrate Halloween. If you go look at all the people that do deliverance and what they're teaching and what they're saying, none of them celebrate Halloween. Yet those that, let's just say, and I'm not just trying to be rude here, aren't spiritual or don't work in the realm of the spirit, don't do spiritual ministry. Again, I'm not trying to be rude. What's up, TJ? I see you in the chat. They all celebrate it. Like I look at the people celebrating, I'm like, yeah, I mean, and again, it's not, you're not going to go to hell if you celebrate it. But why would you celebrate darkness when you got called out of darkness? I mean, think about the devil had me bound for so many years with addiction, with depression, with anxiety, with fear. Horror movies were my favorite movies before I got saved. And I'm going like, now that I'm a Christian, why would I celebrate that? We need to separate ourselves. We must not participate in these things. We must participate in holiness. Forget about Halloween. I want to celebrate Halloween. Celebrate holiness. Celebrate being set apart. We're called to be set apart, different people. We're not called to do what everybody else is doing. 2 Corinthians 6:16. I will live among them and walk among them. I will be their God and they'll be my people. Verse 17, therefore come out from among the unbelievers. This is 2 Corinthians 6:17. Come out from among the unbelievers and separate yourself from them, says the Lord. Woo! Some of y'all aren't going to like this. I'm just saying, don't get mad at me. Get mad at Paul. He wrote this to the church. He's telling the church, come out from among unbelievers. Separate yourselves. Why? Because the Lord says, I will walk among you. And I'm not going to walk among these unbelievers. I'm not going to walk among these pagans. So God says, I will walk among you. I'll live with you. I'll be your God. You'll be my people. Therefore, come out from among the unbelievers. I'm just quoting the scripture. Separate yourselves from them. Don't, look at this. Don't touch their filthy things and I will welcome you. Don't touch their filthy things and I will welcome you. If I go to Home Depot right now, and I do go there, well, I used to go there a lot, but I go there occasionally. It's all the decorations are all witches. I'm just saying, all warlocks, all demonic, all fear, all, you know, children all bloody, being chased by some demon. Literally, these are the decorations there. I can't take my kids. They're freaked out. So that's what I want to celebrate. God says, don't even touch their filthy celebrations and their filthy things. And I welcome you. And then he says in verse 18, I will be your father and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So come out from among the unbelievers, separate yourselves. Well, this pagan roots, who cares about the roots? I have videos on the historical roots. You can argue about it, whatever you want, about the rituals and candy. I'm just saying, let's argue for holiness. Let's argue for being different. Guys, here's the thing. And I'm going to answer questions in a moment because I didn't get on here just to preach for an hour, which I'm tempted to, but I'm going to answer questions. Here's the thing. What we're doing is not working. If we look at the world right now, what we're doing is not working. We are not set apart. We are not different. We're seeing the same things happening outside the church, happening inside the church. Let's do something different. Let's be a peculiar people. Let's set ourselves apart and say, we don't have any fellowship with unfruitful things. It's going to be awkward if I tell my family, welcome to Christianity. Welcome to the narrow road. Luke 13, Matthew 7, there's only one road. You've made a carpool lane. There's no carpool lane. There's a narrow road and a broad road. The broad road is the road everybody travels by, but it leads to destruction and the gate is wide. Because why do you think the gate's wide? Because a lot of people can fit through it. That's why the gate's wide. Tons of people are going in by it. But then there's a narrow road. Luke 13, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many will seek to enter but not be able to. Strive, work hard to enter through the narrow gate. We're narrow gate people. We're narrow road people. Shout out to Julie Signorelli, who preached one of the best messages I've ever heard at the Breakers Conference. The narrow way, the narrow road woman. It was an amazing message. We're narrow-minded people. Don't be so narrow-minded. That's literally what we are. There's only one way. Jesus is the only way. And we're on that path. So I look down and go, am I on the path? Yes, I'm on the path. I'm on the narrow road. I don't have to become like the world. In fact, when we become like the world, we cut our influence off because we don't have nothing different now. We're just celebrating like them, doing what they do. This isn't just for Halloween. This is a message for your life. Be set apart. Be different. Even if it's not sin. If everyone else is doing it, I'm not doing it. I'm set apart. I'm called to be different. I'm on the narrow road. If you're on the road that everybody else is on, you are on the broad road. If you're on the road that the world walks on, and the broad road paves itself right through the church. Remember when Jesus taught this in Matthew 7, Luke 13, he's telling his disciples this, his followers. There's a broad road. Their disciples are asking, his followers are asking, how many will be saved? And he says, seek to enter through the narrow gate. For many will seek to enter, but will not be able to. Strive, he says, many will seek, but not be able to. Difficult is the way that leads to life. But in the end of that is life. The narrow road is the road that leads to destruction. And when we treat church like some Broadway production, we live on the Broadway. Some of you will get that later. So Paul says this, consecrate yourselves to God. If you consecrate yourselves to God, guess what you get? God. If I separate myself unto the Lord, I get Him. He's my greatest reward. He's the only thing I'm living for. He's the only thing that matters. And Paul says, if you come out from among them and separate yourselves, the Lord says, I'll walk among you. God, I want you in my home. Separate yourself. God, I want you in my family. Separate yourself. God's on the narrow road. He's not on the broad road. If you're looking for Him, get on the right road. I don't know why He's not where I'm at. He's not in the journey with me. Yeah, because you're on the wrong road. God doesn't walk the broad road. Jesus doesn't walk the broad road. He lives on the narrow road. Your only calling is that He would walk among you and be with you because you are His people. And the only way you can do that is if you come out from among the unbeliever, the pagan, who worship pagan things, who worship these type of celebrations where darkness is celebrated. How is it that you guys are okay? How is it that our churches are okay with Halloween, but even witches know it's a demonic holiday? The witches are like, this is our favorite holiday. And I've had tons of ex-witches on my channel that say this. None of them celebrate. Give me a couple more minutes and I'll answer questions. Why is it every ex-witch and warlock I've had on my channel doesn't celebrate Halloween? Do you think there might be some reason for that? Why none of these warlocks or witches that get saved and come out of the occult, why none of them celebrate Halloween, yet your pastor down the road's like, come to the church, let's all worship Satan together. I don't understand. And what example, David just said in the chat, teach your kids to be set apart. What example are we setting for our kids when we're doing what everyone else is doing? When they go to the Home Depot, and I just keep saying Home Depot because they have all the decorations, the creepy decorations there. And your kids go like, oh, look at all these. Your kids know that Halloween is about death and fear and destruction and all the scaring and all that. And you don't even recognize that you're teaching your kids to fit in. Your girls are gonna miss out. That's the point. That's the goal. I want my kids to miss out. Yes, praise God. God's called them out of darkness and into light. We're different. Why, Daddy, why don't we celebrate Halloween? Because we're not like everybody else. We're not like everybody else. We're called to the narrow road. We're set apart people. And this goes into everything. This goes into everything. We don't do what everybody else. We can't go to that movie everyone else is going to. No, we don't go to that movie that everybody else goes to. It's full of a bunch of ungodly things. We don't go to the movie when they have on a cartoon two daddies kissing. We don't go to that. We don't go to the movie where two mommies are married in the Disney movie. No, we don't go to that. Why can't we? We're missing out. Yes, we are. We're not like everybody in this world. God's called our family out of the world into His light. He's called us to be different. God's woke us up. Don't go back to bed. When do you sleep in the darkness? But we are what? Children of the light. I'm preaching. Maybe this won't even be Q&A. I don't know. It will be. But we'll have to cut the Q&A short. But I'm just flowing here. We are called out of the darkness. In the darkness, people sleep. But we're children of the light, therefore, put on the armor of light. Again, I don't care about all these preachers like, well, brother, we need to, you know, evangelize on that day. You know what's my... There's so much irony. I could go on this for a while. Welcome to my TED Talk. You know all these pastors like, this is the day to evangelize? They don't evangelize all year. I was watching a YouTuber, again, these people make hours of videos of why we should celebrate Halloween. I'm like, man, keep that same energy for sharing your faith. These guys, I've never seen any video of them sharing their faith. I've never seen them preach behind a pulpit calling people to repentance. I've never seen them outside of their office desk ever. Yet they make videos about like, this is the day to share your faith. Bro, you haven't shared your faith all year. But now on the most demonic holiday, you're like, go out there and share your faith. Trust me, if you're not willing to share your faith when it's not a day of darkness, now all of a sudden now you're a candy evangelist. Now all of a sudden you're a candy corn evangelist. Now all of a sudden you're a Sour Patch preacher. I'm going to share my faith dressed up as Pinocchio. I don't know. Really, that's who a lot of them are. I just don't understand this. Like, you have 364 days to share your faith, to reach your neighbors, to share your testimony with people at work. You need now this one day. And well, people are coming to my house. They're not coming to your house for the gospel. They're coming to your house to get candy. You have all these moments. Again, we don't redeem things that are pagan. We don't redeem things that are ungodly. How about instead of waiting for one day to evangelize, we evangelize all our life when we have the chances at the airport, at the hotel, at the friend's house, wherever you are, wherever you go, whatever you do, you have moments to share. But now is the time to say we're different people. We're set apart. I'll answer your questions here. Halloween, undoubtedly, objectively, celebrates Satan. That's what it does. It celebrates darkness. It celebrates and glorifies. Okay, let's talk about high school Halloween parties, right? You raise your kids. It's no big deal, brother. It's just innocent. Just innocent. All right, so now your kids are teenagers because they will be one day. I have to think about that. I'm like, I'm going to have four teenage daughters. I'm going to have a 19-year-old, 17-year-old, 15, and 13 all at once. Four teenage girls. Lord, thank you for your grace and favor on my life. Help me, Lord. Thank you. And now you're like, it's no big deal. It's innocent. Dress them up as, you know, whatever. Whatever you dress them up as. Now that they're teenagers, and they're like, well, my high school friends, they want to have a Halloween party. Does anybody remember high school? Anybody ever go to a high school Halloween party? Come on. Let's get some shock faces in the chat. This blew my mind. When I was in high school, it blew my mind that these girls had one day out of the year to wear lingerie and get away with it. You let your kids go to the high school party where literally 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds are in lingerie for their Halloween party. Nobody's dressed appropriate at a high school Halloween party. But your whole life, you've said, oh, it's no big deal, it's innocent. Well, it's not innocent in high school. It's not innocent when they get to college. Do you want your daughters dressing in lingerie? Yeah, it's cute now because you dress them as Bluey, but they're not going to be dressing as Bluey when they're 16, 17, 18. Consistency is what we got to be as parents. We got to lead our family right. Because it's harder the longer you let them do whatever they want to do, the harder it gets when they get older to say no. This is what I'm saying, y'all. I'll tell you what a high school Halloween party is. I used to go party in Santa Barbara for Halloween. That's like 20,000 young people with every type of debauchery. The streets of Sodom and Gomorrah have nothing on Santa Barbara and Halloween. I used to go every year in college to party at Santa Barbara. And I'll tell you, people weren't wearing anything. It was debauchery. It was drinking. It was partying. And because it's like, well, we celebrate Halloween, it's fine. Do it now. Say no now. Say, no, we're not glorifying darkness now. We shouldn't celebrate Halloween. This is not for the Christian. Okay, I wrote five reasons on my Instagram. Let me share them in 2 minutes, 1 minute. And then I'll answer all your guys' Halloween questions and all that stuff. And then whatever other questions you have. I didn't plan to preach a 20-minute sermon here, but it came out of me as I'm sharing. Five reasons. Number one, pagan origins. Halloween historically ties to pagan festivals, okay, where people literally dressed up to disguise themselves so the demons wouldn't attack them. Number two, occult and witchcraft. The connection between the occult and witchcraft and Halloween is undeniable. This is not something Christians should be promoting. God detests witchcraft. Let me give you a verse. I have it here somewhere. Leviticus 20:27. God says anyone who practices witchcraft should be killed. I mean, I don't know. What do you want me to say? Anybody who practices witchcraft in the Old Testament, he says God says they should be killed. Thankfully, we're not under that covenant, but that's what God thinks about witchcraft. Number three, fear and darkness. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Halloween promotes fear and darkness. Don't say, no, it doesn't, brother. You are delusional if you say that. You are actually delusional. Go drive down the road in a neighborhood, and half the people are going to be dressed as demons. So, just saying. Number four, morality. Most costumes promote gore, violence, and sexual themes, which go directly against our Christian morals and values. Come on now. Number five is alternative beliefs. Participating in Halloween promotes beliefs and practices that don't align with the Christian faith. Much of the practices celebrate the New Age, the occult, and false religions. Let's just be real here. So, what if my kids miss out? Praise the Lord if they miss out. That's the goal. There's my 20 minutes on Halloween. Go ahead and ask your questions in the chat. I know some of you keep saying, well, what about Christmas? All right, let's not go into the roots of Christmas or Halloween, because we didn't go into the roots of Halloween today and go into the breakdown. I have videos on the channel if you want to know the roots of Halloween. But let's just say this. Christmas, we know Jesus was not born on December 25th. Everybody knows that. Duh. But the world acknowledges during Christmas, Christ missed the birth of Jesus. That is what Christmas is. They celebrate it. It does not celebrate darkness. It does not celebrate gore. Again, we're not going to talk about whether you should celebrate Christmas or whether the tide, none of that. Let's just say it's a pagan event, a pagan holiday, but it's not promoting death and destruction. It's promoting the birth of Jesus. That's literally what Christmas is. So I don't see a good comparison there. Again, this isn't about whether you should or not. Use your own conviction. If you're convicted to not celebrate any holiday, then don't celebrate any holiday. But I'm just telling you, you can't make the comparison because one, you can just Google it, celebrates the birth of Jesus, even though we know he wasn't born that day. The other celebrates death, destruction, and the occult. So it's very, very clear. Okay, go ahead. I got the chat open. I got it on slow mode every 30 seconds. Ask your questions. How long does it take for someone to heal from a big deliverance? Is it normal to beat yourself up, trying to be perfect from sinning afterwards? I mean, it is normal to be like afraid you're going to reopen the door so the demons gain re-entrance, but you don't want to beat yourself up. You walking in freedom is not about what you do or what you've done. It's about what Christ has done on the cross for you. Yeah, put your questions in bold, put your word question in bold letters. That helps. Tagging me helps and putting it in bold helps as well. So let me switch these around here. Again, my thoughts on whether the origin of Halloween is Christian or pagan, it doesn't matter. I don't care about the origin, even though I have videos on that and I believe what the origin is demonic. The bottom line is, what does it celebrate? It celebrates darkness, celebrates death, celebrates destruction, nothing godly. So that's what I would say about it. What do you think about trunk or treats, fall festivals, and Hallelujah nights? I don't have any particular thoughts. Again, you're not going to hell if you celebrate Halloween. But this is about setting yourself apart, not participating in the works of darkness. People have to use their own convictions on the trunk or treat festivals, Hallelujah nights, and all that. I just personally wouldn't do any of it, but you got to use your own conviction and discretion. It's not a heaven or hell issue. It's not like I'm going to leave my church because they have a trunk or treat. I don't think that's the approach to take, but I also personally would take a stance on, I'm just not going to participate. I'm just not going to participate. Well, you go to hell for not spreading the gospel. I don't think you're going to go to hell if you don't spread the gospel, but I think you'll probably have no reward when you get to heaven. Because the Bible says some will barely escape the flames of judgment, but will have no reward. You'll have nothing to show for your life on earth. So I would say you'd probably have no reward. Some will get a full reward, some will have no reward, some will have partial rewards. And there's a lot of different rewards that we get in heaven. But I would say that if it's good news, why wouldn't you want to share with somebody? But I don't think you're going to go to hell. I don't think God's going to say, you go to hell because you didn't share your faith with anybody. That's what I'd say. Should we give out candy and gospel tracts? I wouldn't give out candy, but there's nothing wrong with sending out gospel tracts. There's nothing wrong with it. All right. Oh, okay, so everyone keeps asking the same question about Inspiring Philosophy, who made a 2.5 hour video responding to a 10-minute video I made last year. I think if you have to make a 2.5 hour video and then you title it Why Christians Should Celebrate Halloween, I think it's you're just doing a lot of work to tell people why they should celebrate a holiday that celebrates the demonic. Like, that's bizarre to me. You're gonna spend a 2.5 hour video telling Christians why they should celebrate Halloween. That's just, to me, I can't understand that, but that's my thoughts on it. I don't agree with what he says about how it's not a pagan roots. It doesn't go back to the Celtics, because it clearly does. There's tons of evidence that it is. Samhain is connected to Halloween and all of that, but I'm not gonna do that in this video. Yeah, but I just think it's bizarre to make a 2.5 hour video telling Christians why they should celebrate Halloween. Like, that's bizarre to me. I just can't wrap my head around that. What if we don't show the gospel effectively? Like, if we forget something, will God still use that? Of course. We're scattering seeds. That's what Luke 13 says. So yeah, I'm not going to answer any more questions on Inspiring Philosophy. I just think it's bizarre to make a 2.5 hour video of why Christians should celebrate Halloween. And like I said, people that say that don't do deliverance. Don't do deliverance. So it is what it is. He would probably, well, I don't even want to go into it. Praise the Lord. Why are some Christians blinded to darkness Halloween and how demonic it is? Again, Jenna, because they don't practice deliverance. They don't practice and engage in these spiritual things that the early church practiced, like the casting out of demons, like exorcism. So they don't see that dark side to things. And when you do see the dark side and you deal with people that come out of the occult all the time, come out of witchcraft, people that are coming out of the Illuminati and all these things, then you'll realize why you shouldn't celebrate it. Let's say this. I have done deliverance and discipled some celebrities that were high up in the occult and the Illuminati. None of them celebrate Halloween. They all recognize how demonic it is. Like I said, no ex-witches celebrate it. No ex-warlocks celebrate it. Go look at testimonies of people that were actually in that world and then decide whether you want to participate in it. Why would I take advice from somebody that didn't even come out of that world? Why wouldn't I take advice from someone that was in that world that came out of it and that knows the truth behind it? Like, yeah, you look at a guy like John Ramirez. You look at a person like Jenny Weaver who practiced witchcraft for years. You look at Angela Uchi who taught the New Age for over a decade. You look at Nayla who taught the New Age for, 15 years. These were yoga teachers. These were people that were doing events and conferences teaching New Age Reiki healing and demonic practices. And all of them have openly said, I did a video last year with Angela. She did over a decade teaching the New Age. And she had a channel on how to read your star chart, how the Starseed Gospel and all of that. She openly speaks out against Halloween. So yeah, I'm going to follow those type of advice over somebody that's going to say why you should celebrate it. It's, to me, a red flag when someone's telling me why I should celebrate a holiday that has pagan roots and that celebrates fear and darkness. This is a red flag to me. Can you go to hell for fellowshipping the Jehovah's Witnesses? Well, if you're a Jehovah's Witness, you're not saved biblically. If you follow the teachings of the Jehovah's Witnesses, you are not a Christian biblically, and you're not saved because you're not going through Jesus. So yeah, I wouldn't fellowship with them, but I also would say if you are that, you're not saved. His word will not return void. Amen. If Satanists don't celebrate Good Friday, why would we celebrate Halloween? I mean, you have a good point. Amen. Don't give the devil a foothold. Amen. All right, any questions? Put a Q, highlight it. Angelica, we'll be praying for you. Can my child bring home a demon after trick-or-treating? I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe it could be an open door to demons. Depends. But I don't think they're going to bring home a demon if they go trick-or-treating. I just wouldn't even take the chance. I just wouldn't even open the door. Christy, good to see you. But yes, go ahead. Ask your guys questions there. We have it on slow mode, so... Is playing Call of Duty a sin? I can't say, because I don't know enough about Call of Duty or any of the games that are popular right now. I wouldn't say this game's sin, this game's sin. I would say, what does it glorify? What does it exalt? And is it an idol in your life? Oftentimes, video games are not sinful in and of themselves. It's that they become idols to where you're spending 4, 6, 7, 8 hours a day playing them, and you're neglecting your relationship with God because of your relationship with a video game. You're neglecting your own responsibilities. In that, I would say, yes, you're in sin. Sin is missing the mark. So yeah, what day will your book be sent out? You should get it on November 12th, maybe even earlier. If you pre-ordered it, you should get it probably even earlier than November 12th. So any day now. But Amazon's doing all the distribution, so I'm not fully sure. But you will get it right there, right around that time. How necessary is it to become an official member to a church versus attending weekly? I don't think it's like a commandment that you have to become an official member, and every church is different how they do their membership. But I would say you need to be a part of a church. We do more together than we do alone. If you're not involved in a church, you need to find a church. It's I highly recommend. I have a video on why it's so beneficial to be a part of a church and the benefits of being a part of a church. But you absolutely should be a part of the body of Christ. Do not forsake the assembling together of the brethren, as many have. And as the end times come, many more will. John Ramirez talks about how they witches and warlocks curse the candy. Yeah, well, amen. Maybe you can get a demon. I'm not sure. Thank you, Christy. All right. Let's see. Lots of questions. Are you Muslim? No, I am a Protestant Christian. Non-denominational. My son started a Christian club at school, and today he's explaining why not celebrate Halloween using your videos. Amazing. Guys, use any of my videos. You don't have to credit me. You can take the transcript off YouTube. You can preach my sermons. Any of you pastors, use my notes. You can use my book. I don't need any credit. I don't have any copyright. The only copyright I have is the right for you to copy me without even giving me credit. I don't care. Use any of my stuff. Post my videos. It does not matter to me. I will not copyright you for posting using none of that. How do you get confidence to preach the gospel? That's a great question, Mario. The Holy Spirit is the one that gives us confidence to preach the gospel. Look at Peter. He went from being a coward, denying his faith in front of a girl in front of a fire, to preaching boldly before the people that literally crucified Christ. What was the game changer? The Holy Spirit came upon him. You got to cry out for the Holy Spirit, be filled with the Holy Spirit, be baptized in the Holy Spirit. All right, question. There's prophets teaching the third eye and selling prophetic phone calls for $1,000. Are they preaching a different Jesus since they're using demonic gate for doorways for power? Yes. Yes, there are people you guys follow on YouTube right now that I won't mention their names, although I probably should, who teach third eye, blend witchcraft into their teachings, do, you know, charge $1,000 for the conferences at their own church, and all these other manipulative things and lots of stuff behind the scenes that's so dark and demonic they're doing. They are preaching a different gospel. They are preaching a different Jesus. And I pray that they would repent before they stand before God. Is it wrong to listen to jazz music instrumental? No. Great question, Diamond. Instrumental music, the power of music is in the words. The words have the power of life and death. So if you're just listening to jazz instrumental, it's not wrong. It's not like it's Christian or non-Christian. It's just notes. They can't necessarily be Christian music notes. So you're fine. It's the words that have the message. The words carry the message. The words have the power. So you're good listening to instrumental music. Are Halloween candies cursed by witches? I've heard yes. I don't personally know because I wasn't in the occult. But people that have come out of the occult have told me yes. So who knows? I would say like probably most neighborhoods, no one's cursing the candy. But you could get a chance where, yeah, you go to a house where somebody's practicing witchcraft. I don't know because I wasn't in that world. But I've heard that over and over again. How do you spend Halloween evening with your kids? It's our first year not celebrating. Honestly, the same way I spend most evenings. Maybe do something special, order a pizza, watch a movie with them, hang out with them, play some board games. I don't know the ages of your kids, so it'd probably depend, but just having a family night. Hey, we're gonna hang out. Everybody else is out trick-or-treating. We're gonna hang out, have a family night, do something fun, and spend intentional time together as a family. Make it special for them. Whatever you don't usually do, make it special for them, you know? So that's a good thing you can do. All right, go ahead and answer your guys' questions. Any questions, doesn't have to be about Halloween, it can be about anything. And by the way, guys, just to clarify my response to Inspiring Philosophy, his video is 2.5 hours. I didn't watch his video. So I'm not gonna respond to like, I don't respond to any videos where people are like, this teaching's wrong, because if I did, I would spend all my time responding to people and not spreading the gospel. I have a lot more important things I'm trying to do for the kingdom than trying to respond to people online. But I'm also not going to watch a 2.5 hour video titled Why You Should Celebrate Halloween. So yeah, just to be clear, I didn't watch his video. I just saw that it was 2.5 hours and was like, okay. I love smooth jazz. If you guys can tag me, that'd be great. How do you deal with your in-laws who want your kids to celebrate Halloween? You let your in-laws know I'm their parent. If my in-laws were pushing my kids to celebrate Halloween, I would put my foot down. I am the father. I'm the man of the house. I'm the priest of my home. This is what we're doing, right? Even if my wife and me are on the fence, some of you aren't going to like this, right? Say my wife, which she's not, but say my wife is like, I want kids to dress up and celebrate Halloween. You can say whatever you want about my next statement, but this is what I would do, and this is what I do. I'm the man of the house. I'm the father. I'm the spiritual priest. God's called me to lead this family. When the battles would happen in the Bible, the men would go first because we're the leaders and we are not doing this in this house. God's called me to be the priest and I'm not going to allow some strange fire up in this house. So no, we're not doing it. I'm going to make the call. Now, of course, this could turn into an argument, all of that. It is what it is. At the end of the day, God's called me to be the leader biblically of the house. And so I'm going to lead my family in the ways of God. I'm going to lead my family in the way the Lord has shown me, and we're not doing it. So it could cause a big fight. I understand, but it is what it is. What if pastors are okay with walking around with their kids, even if it's appropriate costumes, connecting with the community? Again, I wouldn't leave your church over it. There's better way. There's bigger reasons to leave your church than if they do trunk or treat or the pastor dresses up. But it does probably show something deeper. Again, I don't know any deliverance churches or ministries that the pastor's dressing up and walking around with their kids. Just saying. So, what is your favorite song? I have a lot of favorite worship songs right now, but man, there's one I can't remember the name. Is it Be Exalted, I think? I think I have the name, and it's on my phone, and my phone's live right now. So, I'll get the name of you guys on the next stream. All right. Is it necessary to attend a physical church? I don't think it's necessary for your salvation, but I think it's extremely beneficial, and biblically we should. Should we attend judgment houses? I don't know what that is. If you want to explain, I can answer. My father celebrates Halloween and decorates houses. Is that opening me up to demons? No. I wouldn't worry about that. If you're under their roof, you need to honor your parents. Obviously, you know, it doesn't mean they're going to make you celebrate it, but I wouldn't start getting into big fights with your parents over it. Lots of questions coming in. How do I find a biblical church? Well, it's kind of like finding anything these days, right? You start with what? Googling. I would start literally, and this sounds basic, but practically, if you're trying to find a good church in your area, I would start by Googling spirit-filled churches in my city. That's where I would start. Finding good spirit-filled churches that you can go see if God's leading you there. Find five, and then visit them, and then see if the Lord speaks to you while you're there, if the Lord would lead you there. How is the teaching? Is it biblical? Is it sound? Is it spiritual? Do they believe in miracles? Do they believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Christy said something good. What is their statement of faith? Do I agree that their statement of faith lines up with the Bible, right? Like, I believe in the Trinity. If I see their statement of faith is they don't believe in the Trinity, it's not going to be a church for me. I believe in spiritual gifts. If they don't believe in that, it's not going to be a church for me. So that's what I would look at. Is it spirit-filled? Do they believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Are they baptizing people in water? Are they seeing the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Stuff like that. Let's see. Someone said sing it. Was I singing right now? Is the Lord of the Rings okay? Again, guys, my stance with what I watch, what I listen to, what I allow the family is, does it have witchcraft and magic in it? So if it does, I don't participate. So does Lord of the Rings? I think I probably saw one of them back in the day before I was saved. I'm pretty sure it does. I wouldn't allow it in my house. The Bible detests witchcraft. The Bible doesn't need to use witchcraft to tell a story. Jesus did not need to use, well, it tells a story and it means this and it illustrates this and this guy represents this and the ring represents the gospel. You didn't need that in the Bible. Jesus didn't need to use witchcraft to tell his story. Just like people say, like, Harry Potter is, you should watch it because it's an illustration of Jesus. I don't need Harry Potter to tell the gospel. I don't need to use witchcraft to tell the gospel. To me, that's perverted. And perversion means the wrong version. Like, we could tell the gospel without using movies like that. So yeah, I don't open those doors. And you might be okay with it, and that's fine. You have to make your own decisions. I'm not telling you that this is the law. I'm just answering what I do. But you take it to the Lord, see if you're convicted about it, and if you're not, then do what you do. Some people will be convicted, some people won't. And if you're convicted about it and you still do it, it's sin for you, the Bible says. These are disputable matters. For me, it would be sin because I'm very, very convicted about witchcraft, and I wouldn't watch that. So it is what it is. You got to use your own. And I have four small kids, so I'm kind of like, would I allow my kids to watch this? Am I comfortable watching this around my kids? No. That's something I think about. How to stop fearing death and know you're really saved? The Bible says Jesus delivers us from the fear of death. So, Kels, if you put your faith in the cross, if you believe in the work that Jesus did and you have a relationship with him, you're saved. You're saved. Now, if you have no relationship with Jesus, then I would be worried. But if you have a relationship with Christ, there's nothing for you to worry about. All right. How can we discern the difference between divination and the power of the Holy Spirit? I know that these signs will follow those that believe, but there will also be counterfeit miracle signs and wonders. Yeah, Lex, good question. I would look at what does the sign and wonder point to? I have a whole video on testing false signs and wonders, but one of the questions I would ask is, who's getting the praise? Who's getting the attention? Is the sign and the wonder exalting Jesus and pointing people to him? Because the Holy Spirit's job is to point people to Jesus. That's what the Bible says. Jesus says he will come and exalt me and point to me and glorify me. And if the sign and wonder isn't, it's probably a lying sign and wonder, a false sign and wonder. I'm very leery about ministers where their whole ministry points to them, right? I was watching a video yesterday of a guy who's, you know, at the altar, on the stage, you know, he's blowing on people and they're flying across the room and he's waving his hand, he's kicking, he's doing all these things and people are flying everywhere. And all of the attention on this whole ministry is on him. Every video, the attention's him. It's not God honoring. It's not people going, wow, I just waved my hand, some guy flew across the room, praise the Lord. It's like, no, it's this guy has power. This guy has authority. That's where I'm leery. That's where I'm leery about. So in that case, I would say, might be counterfeit. All right, can a child bring a demon home after trick-or-treating? I don't know, maybe. Because a lot of people said, you know, witches, John and Mary said they used to curse the candy. So possibly, I don't know the answer to that question. Because I haven't practically had someone where that happened. How far would a person have to go to lose their salvation, or do you believe once saved, always saved? So I don't believe in once saved, always saved because the Bible doesn't teach it. Jesus never taught it. The early church never taught it. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says once you receive salvation, you can kind of live how you want. As long as you believe in Jesus, you're saved. That's not what the Bible teaches. What the Bible teaches is, do you know Christ? Right? You believe in him. You put your work in him, but the demons believe. So we have to have a relationship because you'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. We had no relationship. You can look at that in Luke 13. You can look at that in Matthew 7. We have to know him. We obviously have to believe in what he did on the cross. We obviously have to put our faith in that. Of course, those are all prerequisites. But we also have to deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow him and have a relationship with him. So if you turn from him, so say you get saved and you're a Christian for years, and then you turn from the Lord, a lot of people think, well, once you're saved, you're always saved. No, you can turn from God and rebel and apostate, and you'll stand before him and he'll say, depart from me, you worker of lawlessness and iniquity. I don't know you. So of course you can backslide. Of course you can be saved genuinely and then turn your back on the Lord. People do it all the time. And in that case, your name will be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. So I don't see any teaching on once saved, always saved in the Bible. Apart from all these hyper-reformed Calvinists that you guys follow, if you got a Bible and read the teachings of Jesus with no commentary from some Calvinist, and you read the letters of Paul, you read James, who said faith without works is dead. That's not saving faith if you just say you believe, but there's no works. If you just read these things, you would not come up with, oh yeah, I could pray the sinner's prayer when I'm 7 years old and I'll go to heaven no matter what I do. You would not come up with once saved, always saved. You need all of these commentaries, all of these teachings, and all the 5 points of Calvinism to come up with a lot of the theology that we come up with in America. It's just not biblical. I go like, if I read the Bible, would I come up with that conclusion? The answer is no. Just like if you just read the Gospels, you would end by saying, oh, I'm a disciple. I could do the things that they did because Jesus in John 14, 12, the same works I've done, you'll do an even greater now that I go to the Father. You wouldn't come up with miracles aren't happening anymore and deliverance isn't for today. Cessationism would not exist if we went by the Bible. Preach. And that's actually the problem with the cessationism is you have to not believe the Bible to be a cessationist. All right. How do you explain or encourage someone who prayed for healing and don't receive it? Keep believing. I encourage them by saying, keep asking. Keep knocking. Keep reaching out. Keep seeking. That's how I would encourage them. Don't give up. Don't get weary. Don't get discouraged. The Lord is faithful to those that continue to seek him. Is Kamala Harris a Christian? No. I'm on my live, baby. Okay, I'll come talk to you in a little bit and read you a book, okay? Bye, I love you. My daughter's at my door asking me to read her a book. Is Kamala Harris a Christian? 1,000%. According to her own statements and her own policies, it's impossible. Literally impossible. You cannot be for as left pro-abortion. She's the most left center to ever exist. You cannot be as pro-abortion as she is and be a Christian. It's absolutely impossible. Because if you believe that babies should be killed after they come out of their mother, or even when they're in their mother, you're not a Christian. I'll say this safely. If you are pro-abortion in this chat, pro-choice, you're not a Christian. So get mad, angry, whatever. You can go find some woke blue hair pastor that believes that your children should choose their gender. You can go follow them, but that's not here. You cannot be a Christian and be pro-abortion. I'm going to make a video. I've never made a video on who I'm voting for, why, or any of that on policy, none of that. I'm probably going to make one this weekend because it's that serious to me. I mean, if you're okay with defunding the police, If you're happy with calling 911 and nobody answering, then vote for Kamala Harris. Because she openly said in an interview, I'm all for defunding the police. So yeah, if you want the police defunded, if you want tampons in the boys' bathroom at your kid's school, if you want your five-year-old to say, I want to get a gender reassignment surgery, if you think that we should be paying our taxpayer dollars for inmates to get gender reassignment, if you think that a rapist who's in prison should be getting our tax dollars to get gender reassignment surgery, what Kamala Harris says and brags that she did in San Francisco, then yes, vote for her. If you think babies should be murdered and continue to be murdered in their mother's womb, if you think Roe v. Wade should be overturned, yes, vote for her. If you're for open borders, allowing thousands of illegal criminal migrants across the border, then yes, vote for her, for sure. For sure, vote for her. Yeah, if you're into that, if you're into putting litter boxes in our kids' school because they identify as a cat, yeah, go for it. So you can hate Trump all you want. Nothing to do with Trump. I'm just letting you know, if you like all those things, then vote for Kamala Harris, because those are the things she's said openly she stands for. This lady is wicked. There's tampons in the boys' bathroom in Minnesota. That's what I'm saying. This lady is absolutely wicked. So people can vote for whoever they want to vote for. I will not vote for somebody who stands against the Bible. If you don't believe that marriages should be between a man and a woman, then you should vote for her. You literally should vote for her if you think that men can get married. I don't agree any of that. It's not biblical. She stands against everything the Bible teaches. I could go on. I could go on. Is masturbation a sin? Yes. I have a whole video on that if you want to search it. Absolutely. And again, I'm not telling you to vote for Trump. I'm just telling you, if you want to vote biblical values, then do not vote for Kamala Harris, because she's everything anti-biblical. And just look at this. If you want to know, just look at the celebrity she has at her rally. Beyonce is her spokesperson, who gets on stage and says Sasha Fierce, literally says a demon, takes over her body. That's the people you want? Go and do that. That's totally cool. I mean, these people are so demonic, it's unbelievable. Daddy P, I'll check my Facebook. I have like thousands of unread messages on there, but I'll search it up, man. Definitely love to connect. We have a lot of churches in Georgia that are openly into Freemasonry. Is this a primary issue? Yes. Go watch my video on Freemasonry. It's demonic. I have a whole video on the Freemasons and the Masonic Lodge. It is 1,000% demonic. If your church is into the Masonic Lodge and Freemasonry, run as fast as you could. Don't go back on Sunday. Don't go back on Sunday. How do I renounce Catholic baptism? You don't need to renounce it. Just get rebaptized in an actual church. Just get rebaptized in an actual church. Because infant baptism... do you mean just infant, or just mean if you got baptized in a Catholic church? What does the presence of God feel like? I think it feels different for everybody. So I don't want to say, because I don't want you to think if it's not that, it's not God. I'm leery of saying like, this is how you have to experience God, because God moves in so many different ways. Is listening to secular music without sinful lyrics that a sin? I just personally would say, who does it bring glory to? That's what I would judge the music by. I have a video on secular music, though. It might bring a little more clarity. Okay, let's see. Do you believe that Trump is a Christian? I have no clue. I have no clue, Dorsey. I think he calls himself a Christian, but I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It's like saying, like, do you believe my pastor's a Christian? I don't know. I don't know. Okay, let's see. Are there still prophets today? Absolutely. Ephesians 4:11. These are gifts to the body of Christ. And guys, if you don't know, we are having a monthly partner prayer call in 40 minutes at 1:30 p.m. If you want to become a monthly partner on the website, or you are a monthly partner or a YouTube member, we have a prayer call at 1:30 p.m. today. So in 40 minutes. And I'll be on here for another 10 minutes answering questions. Do you have to be delivered from something to deliver someone from that same thing? No, I don't think so, because you doing deliverance is not about you. It's about the work, the authority Christ has given you. So let's say you didn't know you had a spirit. I don't think that would hold you back from doing deliverance in somebody else. But if you know you have a spirit, I'd get deliverance first. Is the rainbow still going to be here during the tribulation? I have no clue. Do you think Trump will win? Yes. Yes, I do think he will. 1,000%, I think he will. I mean, also, though, I don't know, because the fact that Kamala Harris is doing so well in the polls, which polls are not indicative of what's going to actually happen, is mind-blowing to me how many people support her. Like, listen to her talk for 5 minutes and the fact that all these people support her policies. I mean, she has no policies. She literally said, I'm going to do the same thing as Biden. So if you like what Biden has done for the last 4 years and you like inflation being at an all-time high, you like illegal immigrants filling our country and criminals being poured into our country from other countries, then yeah, again, there's going to be, what's her name gets elected? Kamala Harris. If she gets elected, it will be the same as it was, but worse the last 4 years. Because she's more left than Biden. She's more left than Biden. The reason why she's going to get so many votes is because people hate Trump. That's why. So that's the bottom line. Trump, the fell in 2024. Unfortunately for you, Trump is not in prison. So yeah, it's unfortunate for you. I cast the demons out at Breakers Conference, my first time doing it in faith. Amen. It's crazy because Trump was at that faith event. I had a bunch of friends that were there, the faith leaders event, and he literally got up and said that pastors are the most important people in America, that Christians are the most important people in America, that we need more Christians, that we're the ones that need to be leading the country. And for an hour, said how much he loves the Christian leaders of this country, how he's going to give us freedoms, how he's going to get gender ideology out of our schools, and everything that stands for God, he says he's going to work on doing, yet people still come in here and say, Trump is the Antichrist, blah, blah, blah. It's like, what do you want from him? He's not a pastor, he's a politician. So yeah, it's mind-blowing to me. I've been shook this whole election of people's stance, Christian stance that I know on abortion and everything else. But for me, the biggest issue is abortion, and she's the most pro-abortion person there is. And her vice president is also the most pro-abortion person you've ever met. So yeah, to me, that's enough to say no. Water baptism is a commandment. I don't know if somebody asked that, but yes, you should get water baptized. Lots of questions coming in here. What are your thoughts on Catherine Crick? I don't have many thoughts other than I vehemently disagree with her spiritual father, and I disagree with some of the practices she does, and that's it. I don't have any other thoughts on it. Abortion is murder, 1,000%. Literally, by definition, it's murder. Some of the questions y'all are asking are found in the Bible. Yeah, but we're doing a Q&A, so they want my thoughts on it. But yeah, a lot of these answers, of course, are in the Bible. Trump is the lesser of two evils. Amen. Oh, man, lots of questions. Is cessationism a sin? I mean, I would say yeah. And the reason being is sin means to miss the mark. And if you believe that God isn't working through people in miracles and it's not happening the way it happened in the book of Acts, then yeah, you're missing the mark. So yeah, I would say it's sin. And also, it's just boring. Like, do you really want to go to church on Sunday? Think about this. Do you really want to go to church on Sunday and hear about what God isn't doing anymore? That's mind-blowing to me, right? Cessationism is the idea that miracles aren't being worked through people, and the way the Lord moved in the Gospels in the book of Acts is no longer happening. Speaking in tongues, healings, deliverance, that's not happening the way it did in the Bible. You really want to go to Sunday and hear about, hey guys, we're here to tell you about what God isn't doing anymore, what God isn't doing in this generation. I don't want to go hear about that. I want to hear about what is the Lord doing in this generation. I want to hear testimonies of miracles, signs, and wonders. How do you watch my stream Tuesday, hear the testimony, see a picture of a lady who had 250 tumors in her body, got touched by the Holy Spirit, and now has a scan of zero tumors in her body. She was supposed to die. Now she's still alive 6 years later and has an x-ray of no tumors, and she had 250 the day before. How do you think that's... What? How are you a cessationist after that? That's wild. Kels, I answered that earlier. To stop fearing death and know you're really saved is you need to have a genuine relationship with Christ. And if you have one, you'll know. Nobody like doesn't know. I don't know if I have a relationship with Christ. If you know, you'll know. Do you think it's spiritual? People are setting mailboxes on fire. I don't know, but I don't know how spirit. It's all spirit. Everything's spiritual. Everything is spiritual. Everything is spiritual. No exceptions for abortion. What exceptions am I for? Zero. I believe in zero exceptions. I don't believe in. A lot of Republicans believe in the three exceptions. I don't believe in three. I don't believe in any. There's no exception for murder. And some of people will use like, well, what about if the baby, needs to get removed from the mom's womb? That's not abortion. What is that called? A DNR? I don't remember the name of it, but it's not abortion. And a lot of Democrats are saying, well, that's abortion. It's necessary. It's literally not abortion. Is Nino ever going to be on the podcast for an interview? I hope so. I hope so. Who are you voting for? I am voting for DNC. Yeah, that's not abortion. I am vote DNC. Is it DNC or DNC? I think it's DNC. I think it's DNC. I'm voting for the person, not a pastor, because that's not what we're voting for. I'm voting for the person that most aligns with biblical values. I'm voting for the person that says they will remove transgender demonic ideology from our schools. I'm voting for the person that says they're going to fund police. I'm voting for the person that says we're going to stop allowing illegal immigrants that are criminals into our country. I'm voting for the person that says I'll guarantee that you'll have religious rights. I'm voting for the person that got Roe v. Wade overturned. I'm voting for the person that is pro-life and is standing and being a voice for the unborn. So yeah, I'm voting for Donald Trump. DNC. Oh, it's DNC. Everyone's saying something different. It's DNC. Yeah, so a lot of the Democrats are saying a DNC is an abortion. It's not. Removing a baby that has died out of a mother's womb to save the life of the mother is not the same as killing a baby when it's in its mother's womb viable. But of course, I don't believe in any exceptions, but that's not abortion. So just to be clear, that's just a straw man that the Democrats have used. But yeah, 1,000%. I don't ever talk about politics this year. I'm strong about what's going on because these are spiritual issues, not political issues. Your school, the school's wanting to change your kid's gender is not political. Killing babies is not political. Religious freedom is not political. These are spiritual issues. So there you go. Should babies be baptized? No. Okay, let's see. Is it okay to consume alcohol as a Christian? I believe it isn't. Number one, alcohol is literally poison. Number two, secular people recognize it's bad for you. I don't know why Christians are. Number three, it puts you under the influence, and the only thing we should be under the influence of is the Holy Spirit. Number four, the Bible says don't be drunk. Be sober-minded. Number five, it kills brain cells. I could keep going if you want. Number six, most violent crimes are when somebody's under the influence of alcohol. Number seven, I could keep going. It's no. It's no. And by the way, there's no verse in the Bible that says Jesus drank wine. Just for those of you saying, Jesus literally drank wine. And also do research on what wine was back in those days. It was completely different than the alcohol of today. Well, what's wrong with it? I would ask what's right with it. If you're comfortable drinking beer and witnessing, then okay. If you're comfortable having alcohol in your breath, having vodka on your breath while you share your faith, then that's on you. That's fine. I just would never share my faith while drinking, so I just wouldn't do it. The one thing the Lord delivered me from, the first thing was alcohol. And why would God deliver me from it, but then be like, it's okay? Why does God deliver people from alcohol if it's okay? Why does God set people free? If I come to California, would you do deliverance and baptize me? I'm not doing one-on-one Christian right now, only with friends and family because I have, the list is too long. But we have a deliverance map and we have an updated deliverance map. If you didn't watch the video, go to my channel and watch the updated video on the deliverance map. Because we have a new one and the legacy or the old one, they're both there now. The top map on the website is all the newest people that are active. The bottom is the older people. So we're getting it. If you're on the old one, resubmit application. Say you're still doing deliverance and you're on the new, you need to be on the new one because the new one is going to be the current one. But yeah, go watch my video. I explain all of it. Guys, if you want to sow into our ministry, you can. The link's in the comments and down below. It means a lot because this is what we do full time. This is how we survive. We do free content on YouTube and then people support. This has been amazing. I'm going to be on for just another minute or two, but please pray about becoming a monthly partner, especially going in the new year. There's a lot of memberships and that have been canceled in a lot of people's partnerships. So please pray about becoming a partner. Link's in the comments on my website, and then you'll get invited to the weekly prayer call. You'll get 70 sermons emailed from me, and you'll get 20% off the merch store. And we have a prayer call in 30 minutes. If you are a monthly partner, please get on the prayer call. We need to pray. Actually, it's very, very important we pray today. Let's pray for America today. Let's pray for our nation today. And guys, I'm fully aware that taking a stand on these things there's a cost. I don't care. I've had lots of people cancel partnerships because I've been open about being pro-life and all these things I'm against, like these transgender issues I'm against. I've had a lot of people unsubscribe, unfollow. I don't care. The Lord's already showed me, Isaiah, stay true to the word. If you stay true to the word, I'll bring you the right people. So people leave, people get mad. People are in the chat like, oh, I can't believe you don't support this or that. You get mad, leave all that. The Lord will bring the right people. And honestly, if I'm speaking truth of what the Lord's telling me to speak, what lines up with the Bible, and I go from having, 2,000-3,000 people in my stream to 500, whatever. Literally, whatever. I don't know what to say. I got to be truthful. I'm not doing this for numbers and views and clout or none of that. I'm doing this to be faithful what God called me to do 13 years ago. And if I lose my platform for it, here we are. It is what it is. I will never censor what God is telling me to speak or not be vocal on issues that are important because of the sake of people getting mad. No matter what stance I take, people are going to be mad. So it doesn't matter whether you believe in this or you believe in that. You'll never make everybody happy. You'll never please anybody or everybody. So I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing and follow my convictions, what the Lord's leading me to do, what I feel is right, and trying to do the best I can to align with the word of God. You guys are great. I love you guys. These are so fun. I love doing these Q&As and getting on here and just talking with you guys. Again, on the live stream, it's very, very like preaching. Then I take 10 minutes. This is great to just talk for an hour. Obviously, you guys will see a different side of me just talking, sharing what I think about in the chat. It's not scripted. I don't have notes. And I hope you guys enjoy these streams. I'll do them more often. I've been doing them every week. I'll keep doing these and stuff like that. I do like these. We need the fear of the Lord. Amen. You helped save my life. Thank you. Praise the Lord for that. All glory to Jesus. This is not, has nothing to do with Isaiah. I am nobody. All I've done is said yes to God. This is all about Jesus, what he's done on the cross for us, and all honor, glory, and praise goes to him. They're telling you to wear a Halloween outfit to evangelize. I wouldn't. Just wear your normal clothes. I think that's worse to be trying to evangelize in an outfit. It's weird. Your favorite, I'm glad. They're my wife's favorite, so I'll keep doing them. Did you baptize your kids? My kids haven't been baptized. Probably my oldest is around that time, but I want to make sure that my kids understand baptism. They understand what they're doing, and it's not just a thing they do for fun. So when my kids are ready and they come to me saying, I want to get baptized, that's when I will baptize them. But I don't want to force it on them. I want them to make their own decision, because the power of baptism is a public declaration of what God's done inwardly spiritually. And it's a very, very powerful thing. And I don't want it to, like, you can't force it on people. I can listen to you talk all day. Well, I mean, you do. So at least my wife's a fan. If none of you are, I know you guys are, or else you wouldn't be on here. So I love you guys. What denomination are you? I'm non-denominational, so I don't affiliate with any denomination. When is your next event? At the end of January, but I will be preaching sooner out in California, and I'll give you the dates to that when I have them locked in. Pre-order my book. Let's keep it at the top. Let's keep it on the top of Amazon. How to Cast Out Demons comes out November 12th. Everything you need to know about deliverance. This is a lot of work went into this book, and I hate to say this, but this might be my only book. I don't know. I do not enjoy the process of writing or none of that. And I sat down and wrote this book. It's 200 and something pages. There's a reason why for 13 years I've been saying, I'm going to write a book soon. And I haven't. It took me 13 years because I don't like the writing process. I don't want no one to write it for me. I know you're like, just get a ghostwriter. I don't want a ghostwriter. The only one that helped me write this was the Holy Ghost. He was the only ghostwriter in this book. But who knows? Maybe I'm just burned out because I've been doing nonstop interviews. And I did the audiobook. So I will be reading it in my voice. That took a lot longer than I thought. This will probably be the only time I ever read my audiobook as well. So this is special. Pre-order it. Get it. Thank you. Get one for your friends or family. I appreciate you guys. All right. You can give down below or in the comments. I love you guys so much. I appreciate you guys. I can hang out literally all day, but we have a prayer call in 25 minutes. David, appreciate you, bro. David, I'm going to text you after my prayer call about tonight, okay? I'm just trying to see if I can fit something into my schedule, but I got your text, David. Appreciate you, bro. Great meeting you. Someone said something about Radar. Thanks, Radar, for ordering today. Appreciate you, bro. Love you all. Appreciate you guys. This has been great, and I'll see you guys on Monday night for sure. And then Tuesday, we're going to do something special. We probably just need to pray, right? We need to pray. But you guys get me all fired up when we talk about politics. It's probably why I've stayed out of politics, but I will talk about these spiritual issues because I get all fired up. it's just a crazy time that we live in. Love you guys. I'll see you guys in the prayer call in 25 minutes. If not, I'll see you guys Monday while video is coming out. I will make a video, God willing, that you can send with your friends and family or whatever about who I'm voting for and why, about a little bit of what I shared today. I'll share again. And then I'll have another video out. I'll have a few videos out this weekend. But I love you guys. Appreciate you guys. I'll see you Monday night. God bless. Have a great day. Stay safe. Have a good time with your family. Don't celebrate darkness. Celebrate light today. All right? God bless.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.